It's a banger, bitches.
Todd is great and yes, he is always baked. Morning sun shining, we can't be late. Coffee brewing, tunes on the go. Knock, it's the Todd and Joe morning show.
Woo! It's the Todd and Joe motherfucking morning show.
You know, I wish I still had that one shirt, that black and white shirt. It's hard to see what it is, but that's like an old school fucking Evil Empire rage shirt. Yeah, remember, I got introduced to that shit when I was in like 7th or 8th grade.
So that was 1976, folks.
77.
What the fuck is going on, Todd?
Hey, guys. I guarantee it'll be better than last week's show.
The worst show ever. But you know what? I got to have some fun times with my man, Todd. So, to start this off right.
Well, actually, hold on. Oh. I got our first surprise.
Oh.
I got our first surprise.
Go ahead.
In the form of today's show and going forward, the shows are going to be brought to you by Joe's Buds Cannabis Dispensary in Syracuse. That is at 4658 Onondaga Boulevard in Syracuse. It's actually a good friend of mine that I went to high school with that runs and owns the place. He's actually a lawyer in Massachusetts. I was talking to him this morning. Hopefully sometime in the future we can get him on and do an interview with him to see how he went from high school hooligan, not really, but, you know, how he became a lawyer, the reasons why he became a lawyer, which are fantastic reasons, and how he became about opening
a dispensary. He's the lawyer that owns the dispensary?
Yes, he is a criminal defense lawyer in Massachusetts that owns a dispensary in Syracuse.
And so we have a sponsor for the show?
Yes, it is a agreement of we got to put something together for him to put up in his store to promote us, and we promote him. It is a promotional sponsorship, I guess, if you will.
So you want me to come up with a promotional poster?
Yeah, something we can send him. He'll hang it up in the store for us. I mean, we could definitely use, like, you know, I think if we use, like, Baked Crusaders, like, whatever, to really pop out.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
So that happened actually about an hour and a half ago.
I love this surprise. if you can have him send us footage, I can throw a commercial together.
Yeah. And then
awesome.
We'll do, like I said, if we can get like a flyer to him.
And it's the coolest name ever. Do you think he would send us some shirts?
Probably if I asked him. You just got to give me your size.
Yeah, here. Or a double hat. I like hats. I'm a hat guy.
I'm not sure if they have hats. I know they have shirts.
Bobby.
This is Joe, actually. That is Joe. Cartoon Joe.
That's Joe Bud.
Yeah. That's
not to be confused with the rapper and internet personality Joe Buttons. This is Joe Bud.
Yes. So that is
awesome. Good job, Todd.
I got
good job.
Four surprises today, I think. Let me see.
All right, that's one.
Yeah, that was one of them. So we got three more. But
all right.
Now, with that being said, too. We're still trying to figure out the whole Riff Tracks video thing. Audio is funky, and I've tested numerous things. There's some stuff maybe we'll talk about afterwards that we can do, but it still might be difficult, but we'll piece it together. So right now that's on hold.
Not this week, but next week I am on vacation, so I will have a lot of time to fuck around.
Yeah. I think there's one way we can do it. It's still, like I said, we'll talk later about it. All right. But yeah, so right now that's on hold, but hopefully in the future we'll get it back again.
That's what I'm talking about, Todd. This week's song will be entitled The Princess, and you'll like this one. It's very, very short. All right, Todd?
So like called The Princess. Fucking adjectives.
And we are going to start off with an adjective.
Jesus fuck, man. Ugly.
Ugly. So enter a person's name. I'm going to assume this is going to be the princess. So we are going to pick Garrett.
Yes.
All right. Enter a country.
Man, I'm trying to think of just some random ass. You know what? We're going to go old school, and we're going to use a name that's not used anymore. Let's go with Constantinople, because it was Istanbul. Now it's Constantinople, but it was Istanbul. Sorry.
It was Constantinople.
Constantinople, yes. Istanbul, yes.
It is Istanbul. I used to live there because wasn't a country. It's a city. The country is Turkey, so we will use Turkey.
Turkey. But yeah, so I just love that from... Crap. There was a video that was done. It wasn't Animaniacs. It was the Looney Tunes show with Babs and Buster and all them.
Oh, Tiny Toons.
Yes. Love that. Do you remember those two music videos? They did Particle Man and they did Istanbul. Fucking love those.
Yeah, anyway. I used to watch it religiously.
They tried to do a new one and they didn't use the same voice actors. It was bad.
Yeah, it wasn't as good. It didn't hit the right way. Kingdom name.
What?
Name kingdom? Your kingdom.
Name my kingdom? Mm-hmm. Toddsville. Todd's Land. The Land of Todd.
We'll go Todd's Land.
Sweet.
All right, and then I'm going to use the next four from the one I did with Garrett on Wrestle Fandom. The plural noun will be anal beads. The verb will be ninja kicking. The color will be blue. The noun will be dog, and now you have to pick a plural verb.
Jumps.
Jumps. Okie dokie. So this is the song called The Princess. All right. Let me copy and paste this shit. So, we got three surprises left. I don't know if you're going to be able to outdo the first one, dude.
What's that?
I don't know if you're going to be able to outdo the first surprise.
Yeah, but like, still, there's some fun surprises.
Like, that's pretty epic. And the fact that we have the same name.
Yes.
Like, that's destiny, bro. And who would have thought that two Joes would mean so much to you in your life?
It's true.
And it's damn both true. Both are marijuana related. Okay.
Yes. Do you want to do the word of the day?
Hang on, I'm still doing the song thing. Oh. I just got copy and paste. Un momento.
Uno momento.
All right. Do you have, is this a good segue to reveal another surprise while I'm doing this?
Yeah, we can do a little shorter one. So I thought, you know, there's always inspirational quotes and whatever quotes. But me and you, we're stoners. We like to be upbeat. So I want some funny quotes.
Ooh, I like funny quotes.
Funny quotes are quotes that make you kind of think a little bit. Quotes like, have you ever noticed that anybody driving slower than you is an idiot, but anybody going faster than you is a maniac?
I didn't notice that, but now I do notice that.
That is the amazing Mr. George Carlin.
Aw, I miss him.
I do too. It's actually, so not George Carlin related, but someone we all miss. So I have YouTube TV. There's a channel on there called like TBD, and it plays shows like Key and Peele, Whose Line Is It Anyway, you know, shit like that. And they just added Saturday Night Live. Now during the day and stuff, when it's on, it's a lot of newer ones. But if you watch early in the morning, it's like older ones. So I was watching one a couple days ago last week, early in the morning, and it was a 90s one. So it was Spade, Farley, Sandler. I think Alec Baldwin was the host and everything. And dude, just to see Farley again. I think he holds
the record too for host.
But just to see Farley again, being Farley, doing those skits, doing all that. It was just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like I didn't forget about him, but then you see those and it was just like, man, I miss that dude. Like he just I mean, that whole, you know, the motivational speaker one obviously will forever just be amazing.
The him and Swayze one.
Him and Swayze, yes. The Chippendales dancers, that was fantastic. This one, the skit I saw, they were like in a French class and like Baldwin was a French teacher, but you know, he was telling them to say stuff right. And then they said it like terribly wrong. And then he like, it's like, oh, you did it perfectly. You know, just basically making fun of the French language. but yeah, someone else I definitely do miss was, you know, is Farley, because that dude was just, you know, but here's another one from another comedy great that is no longer with us. Mr. Robin Williams once said, why do they call it rush hour when nothing moves?
Huh. Well, I would say because everybody is rushing to get home.
That's true.
That's what I always thought it meant.
Yeah. But yeah, it's true. If you're in a rush, but you're not moving.
I know. It makes you even more in a rush. I don't know about you, but if I'm like trying to race to get somewhere and then traffic stops, even for half a second, Joey becomes very angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I feel you.
Right. So before we continue with that, word of the day.
Zest.
Ooh, zest. All right.
Because, you know, you're not fully clean unless you're...
Zest fully clean. All right. I'm going to hit this a bunch of times. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Period. Generate. Save. All right, I'm trying to. All right. I have to look at it now. And email myself. Boop. Ooh, all right. So, let me see what the song made. All right, continue on with the quotes.
The next quote is, if I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer. And that comes from Mr. Ace Ventura.
Yes, I do remember that. So, there are rumors that Ace 3 might happen.
I have heard those rumors as well. And I'm kind of in the same boat as like, oh, Spaceballs 2 is happening. It's like, should it? I mean, should these movies happen? It can happen, which is actually something I want to talk to you about or talk about later on with the movie we just watched the other day. That is a sequel. But should it happen? I like Jim Carrey in the Sonic movies. I think he does that well, but I think it's like a perfect blend of Jim Carrey. I mean, he's still kind of goofy Jim Carrey. I don't want to say serious because they're not serious movies, but you know what I mean? Like being right. The villain, which is kind of rare for a Jim Carrey character besides Joker. You don't see him.
He was the Riddler, actually.
Or Riddler, sorry, yeah. You don't see him in
Cable many... Guy, he was a bad guy. Me, Myself, and Irene, he was kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, but he's more been a, you know, Mask, Ace Ventura, even, you know.
Lemony Snicket's, he was a bad guy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't think they should do another one. They don't. It's just, what are they going to do it about? You know what I mean? Like, and again, we've all learned,
dude,
that humor from the 90s doesn't really translate well now.
You bring it back to Miami. Snowflake the Fourth has died. Or it's me. Actually, dolphins live a long time. Snowflake gets kidnapped again. Does this mean, but Einhorn's in prison, or Einhorn's dead, whatever.
Sure.
Or is they?
Is they?
Dun, dun, dun. Or maybe there's the spawn of Finkel. It sure could be done. You bring back fucking Courtney Cox. You bring back Tone Loc. I just saw him this past summer at the State Fair. He's hurting for money. You bring back. You bring him back. Ace comes back.
I just don't know, man. It's just, I personally, I don't know. I would not be offended if they didn't do it. I would be okay with just the two that they did. That's just me.
They did three, actually.
Three Ace Ventura movies?
Yep.
What was the third one?
Ace Ventura Jr.
Oh, but was Jim Carrey in it?
No.
Then I don't count. Son. Yeah, I don't count it. Like The Mask 2, I don't count that. Like,
you mean The Son of the Mask?
Son of the Mask, whatever.
Woof!
Yeah, ugh. I don't. See, those are, you know, like, to me, too, that's a hard thing when you're doing sequels and you don't have original cast. That's where the whole Spaceballs thing, which I know why they can't have a lot of the original cast, because they're no longer with us, but it's one of those right. things, like, how can you replace John Candy? How can you replace fucking Joan Rivers, you know, like, the dude who played King Roland? Like, you know, like, there's so many people that were irreplaceable in those movies. Like, yeah, you still got Bill Pullman. You got that chick, Daphne, whatever her name was, that played Vespa. Rick Moranis, obviously, is still around. I think the dude that plays Colonel Sanders.
Rick Moranis, if he didn't come back for Ghostbusters, I don't think he's coming back for anything.
But he was going to come back for that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing.
True.
And he did do, like, within the past couple of years, they did that Second City comic stuff that they were doing. They did, like, reunion thing, and he did do that.
Yeah.
I always said, honestly, and this was before the whole, like, shrunk thing or whatever, I always said, if there's anybody that can bring Rick Moranis out of retirement, it's Mel Brooks. I mean, you know what? He made it very clear on that Abomination Ghostbusters of 2016 that he didn't want to be a part of it.
Right.
And that's fine, you know, like, would it have been cool to, you know, see him in one of the newer ones? Like, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Was it a terrible disgrace that he wasn't? No, not really. But, you know, Dark Helmet, man, that was such a character. That, you know, like, if you're going to do another Spaceballs, and I don't want this, oh, well, it's the kid of Dark. No, like, if you're going to do one more, if you don't have Moranis and Pullman, at least you got a garbage movie.
I agree.
You know, and obviously Bill still does acting. I think he does like a show on Netflix, you know, one of those fucking streaming things. And I'm assuming, you know, that Daphne chick, I don't think she does anything really anymore. So she'd probably, you know, do it, but man, yeah, you got to get Moranis back. And then, yes, I can semi get behind it if you have those key people.
Right.
I'll still be skeptical about it just because I saw History of the World Part 2 or some of it. And it's just a hard type of humor to carry over, especially now because everybody gets so butthurt about everything.
About everything.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the big joke is, Blazing Saddles will be shown tonight, but it'll be 7 minutes long. You know, like, that's right. That joke, you know, which, you know, people can't take a joke, you know, like that whole movie, everybody's like, that's racist. It's like, yes and no. I mean, in the end, you know, the lesson is learned and it shows that people can blah, blah, blah. And, you know, to me, it's more ignorance than, like, racism, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, so that's just me. I got one more from you, from Mr. Right. Phil Connors. Bill Murray.
Yeah.
I'd love to stand here and talk with you, but I'm not going to.
Like, I wish he wasn't, like, a douche.
Who, Murray?
Yes.
He's like a good douche. I know that sounds weird, but like, for example, when it was the Grateful Dead and Trey, they played at they played in Chicago. Like, right. Murray was at one of those shows, and like after the show, like, he helped the grounds crew clean up. Now, was he in it for that? Was he in it for some free drugs? We don't know. Right. But you know, things like that. But yes, on the flip side, yes, we all know, like, you know, what kind of person he can be. So he is one of those. Would I ever want to meet him? No. Do I respect him? Yes. He's just one of those people that you're like, yeah, like, I don't. I mean, besides the fact that, you know, he brought Thorazine on a date, you know, that's whatever.
Right.
So, yeah. So there's some quotes for you.
I like it.
Be something, you know, find more.
I don't like shit like that. Like, it, I always find interesting, especially like people in our lifetime, because like a lot of quotes from like, you know, people from way, way back in the day, you can't really verify that's what they said. Where
right.
In our lifetime, all, you know, the celebrities and everything, everything's recorded, so we know what they say.
Yeah,
and it, like, especially like some of like comedians like Carlin, even like Mitch Hedberg, a lot of the stuff he would say just stops and makes you just like think, and I've always been a big quote person. Like, I like quotes, even like inspirational, like all that shit. Because like, it, like comic book character quotes. I used to always love looking up like what different people said, like wrote for Wolverine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And because he's such like a tortured character and all that, and it just it's. I don't know. I've always dug quotes. So I think this is a really cool segment.
Yeah, well, next week, I'm going to change it up. Yeah, I think next week, because technically, again, we do this all the time. We let you guys know. Breaking the fourth wall. We record this on Fridays, and it airs on Mondays. So technically, when this airs, I will be in New York City. I will have attended Comic-Con the day before. Depending on what time this goes on Monday morning, I will be also, because I have to, making a visit to good old Hook and Ladder 8, because I got to. I'm going to be fucking 2 miles away from the damn place, and right. I never plan on going back to the city again after this. So I definitely, we're going to make a trip down there, so I'll have some pictures of that. But we are meeting and getting pictures with Mr. John DiMaggio, the great Bender, Jake. I think he was the main character in a bunch of the fucking Gears of War games.
He plays Marcus Fenix.
Yep. You know, the dude is done. You know, he is somebody who is like a huge inspiration to me. My favorite voice actor ever. Bender, you know, he sent my buddy, he recorded a birthday message for me in 2012. You know, at a bar, which the dude didn't have to. He could have been like, get that whole way from me, you know, like, this is my own private time. You know, the dude was, you know, kind enough to take the time out to record some random kid in upstate New York a fucking message, just Bender wishing him a happy birthday and telling him he sucks and shit. So next week, when we record again, it's going to be all Bender quotes, baby. That'll be my quote of the day. Will be all Bender quotes.
I might
even go above and beyond and try to get actual like clips. Well, no, we'd probably get flagged.
How about you do it in Bender's voice?
I can't. No one can do Bender's voice. Yeah, he literally, so watching a documentary, he said that there's this, if you're into voice acting or voiceovers or you like that shit, it's called I Know That Voice. You can buy it on Amazon and shit. And DiMaggio is, you know, the guy, the narrator. And, you know, to see everybody that does voice acting to realize, you know, hey, there's a lot of dudes' voices that are done by chicks, you know, this and that, like,
right.
And to see people that used to be regular actors, like the kid that played Bud Bundy, he's now a voice actor, you know, like, so you see, you know,
well, like Will Friedle. Will Friedle's a big voice actor.
Yep. You know, Breckin Meyers, you know, like, so he did say that Billy West and Maurice LaMarche, two of the best, and he said two of the best voiceover guys in the industry, can't do Bender. He was like, he literally, you know, he's, you know, just being whatever. He's like, that's called job security. So if two of the best dudes in the industry can't do Bender's voice, I could never touch that shit, and I never would. Because I know I can't stand up to those guys, ever. So, no way.
Do you have any impressions?
Not really. I want to talk to him. There's a lot of stuff I want to do. I mean, I could do Scruffy. Just Scruffy, the janitor.
I have one impression. Kermit the Frog.
Do it.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. Reporting for Sesame Street News. Today I'm gonna go home and eat some bacon, if you know what I mean. I'm going to slap those ham steaks like amphibian in the Caribbean. Banging on those coconut trees. Oh, hi ho.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You always gotta do that. Oh man, that's great. Actually, DiMaggio was on Rob Paulson. I think I shared this in the chat. I know I shared two, one at least. Rob Paulson, who is a voice actor of our childhood. I mean, Billy West is too, but you know, Paulson was Raphael in the original Ninja Turtles. He was right. Pinky in the Brain. I mean, the dude is a legend as well. He had a show or something online. So one was him and Seth Green doing a scene from, I believe it was Return of the Sith, between Anakin and Kenobi. And Seth was reading as Chris from Family Guy. So that was just amazing. Paulson was laughing his ass off. But there is another one that is Rob and DiMaggio, and doing a scene from 2001 A Space Odyssey. And DiMaggio is doing Bender as Hal. And that one is just fantastic as well. So, yeah. If you want to ever hear Hal, I mean, first of all, if you even know what 2001 A Space Odyssey is, A, bravo, B, I feel bad for you. But, yeah, like, and hearing, like, a sassy Hal is just great.
Fucking, one of the podcasts I listened to for a long time was Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman.
Mm-hmm.
And Ralph, do you know who Ralph Garman is?
Mm-mm.
So he was a DJ at K-Rock in L.A. And he's actually a good friend of Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy. So he does a bunch of impressions and everything. And one of their segments, because they do the podcast live every week, is they have fans. He has like a million impressions. And so they'll like write him and be like, oh, we want you to sing Take On Me by Aha in the voices of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm, nice.
And he'll do that.
That was fucking funny. I love when people can do that shit. Like, really good at it, too.
Oh, dude, he's awesome. All right, so for some reason, the Mad Lib would not work again.
What the hell? Is that something against us?
I don't know. But so what I did was I took a picture of us recording, and it did do that. So that's going to be our song this week. A romantic rock song of you and I recording.
Oh, okay. So there's actually something else. This might be a longer episode, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Because now there's something else I remembered that I went to the other night that I wanted to talk about as well. Because you can't go sit through a 2.5 hour long Neil deGrasse Tyson lecture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So for those of you who may live deep in the depths of fucking wherever and don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
Louisiana, he's talking about you.
He is one of, you know, he's a very smart dude, but he is an astrophysicist. He runs the Hayden Planetarium down, I think it's the National Museum of History, part of that, down in the city. And he does lectures. We saw him, my girlfriend and I, 5, 7, 8 years ago at Syracuse. And then we had the opportunity, you know, this past Tuesday or last Tuesday, to see him again there. Damn good seats. I think we were like 5th row, 6th row, maybe. And, you know, the dude is just, the cool part about him is you're not just sitting through this lecture about space and blah, blah, blah. The dude is funny as hell. And he always, like, he interacts with the audience. So I don't know if you know this. I'm not a comic book fan. He is actually in a Superman comic.
Yes, he is.
So he discovered what's called an exoplanet, which is like a planet outside of the whatever. And he discovered and named a planet Krypton.
Yes.
Because people at whatever. So originally,
we're dark.
Yeah. So it was either that planet and it was near a constellation of a crow. I think it was like Crovis, maybe. So originally, they said something about, you know, the comic book, you know, DC was like, we want the crow at first. And he was like, Neil's like, does anybody know why? And this guy in the crowd was like, because it was the school mascot. It was the Smallville school mascot.
Yeah.
Was a crow.
Yeah.
So Neil, like, not freaked out, but he was like, who said that? And the guy, like, raises his hand. He's like, come up here. So this guy went all the way up, because before that he was talking about Rick and Morty. He was like, if you guys don't know who Rick and Morty is, he was like, find your weirdest friend and ask them who Rick and Morty is. They'll be able to tell you. And, you know, so this guy came up and he was like, how did you know that? And he was like, oh, it's, you know, the school mascot, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, all right, explain Rick and Morty to everybody in a few sentences. So the guy kind of like vaguely describes it. And at the very end, the dude just, and I love this man for it, blatantly was like, but Futurama is better. And everybody, like a bunch of people started cheering and shit when he said that. And I think Neil deGrasse Tyson has been on Futurama at least once or twice.
Yes.
But he really didn't say anything. But, you know, shit like that, you know, was like cool. But he did open it with just a quick few slides. He was like, listen, he said, we're just going to do some housekeeping. Let's do this. First slide said Pluto. And then came up under that, is not a planet. And then the next slide was, get over it. So, I mean, that is how the dude started the show. So, I mean, it was a cool thing. It was about life, you know, is there life on other planets? And him talking about some stuff, you know, like, not debunking things, but making you think about it. Like, oh, yeah, you know, like, Congress had, you know, a thing about it and swore and blah, blah, blah. You know, one of them was like, yeah, we have non-human parts. They're locked in a crate, you know, stored somewhere.
Right.
And he's like, really? So you have stuff in a box somewhere, but you won't show anybody. He's like, you also might not have stuff in a box somewhere. So it was like that, whatever, you know, the dude that was like, you know, cat in the box, cat not in the box, dead, alive, fuck it.
Right.
You know, which you got, you know, you say it like that and you're like, mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, just funny lecture, not funny lecture, but funny dude, good lecture. Made you think about different shit in space and, you know, you got different types of information. I also forgot the dude worked for like NASA at one point in time, you know, so I mean, like, he has a good you know, view on everything. And, you know, just stuff like, you know, one of the first, like, Mars rover pictures. You know, he was like, they want me to, you know, whatever it, you know, to prove that there isn't life on Mars. He shows the picture, and up in the very, like, top corner, you see just, like, a small McDonald's sign. He's like, so I'm looking over here, and I'm trying to find where they think that there's life on this planet. You know, just silly shit like that. But I highly recommend, if you have the chance to go see him do a lecture, it's not what you think it's going to be. You know, you're not going to sit there listening to some dude just drone on about space and, you know, negate things or whatever. Like, you're going to learn shit, but you're going to have fun and have a few laughs while you are learning it. And yeah, like I said, that should end up going from like 7:30 to 10.
So is there life on other planets?
It was more of the observation and the evidence that water has existed or still exists on certain planets, and that could possibly have, you know, obviously, I think when a lot of people are like, life on other planets, you're thinking aliens or people. And it's like, no, you know, microbes, you know, like that little things in water, that's life, technically. That shows that it can survive. So, again, you know, we all know Mars, there was a lot of evidence there was water. There might be water, like, under the surface still. What was it? Well, he did Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. And there was another planet that had, I can't remember which one it was, like, a lot of evidence that there were water. You know, it was water. You can see, like, what looks like where streams were going into one bigger one, right. You know, that type of shit. So, yeah, that was kind of more, you know, the talking about it. And again, a lot of people just think life, oh, it's got to be aliens. Oh, it's got to be something that has organs, and it does not have to be. You know, if there's water and there is, you know, stuff in that water that is technically living, that's life on another planet, period.
Right.
So, no. So that was that. I thought that was fun. It was something different. I was very tired at work the next day. I'm getting way too old to fucking do that shit. Like, and every time I do it, I'm like, I'm getting way too old to do this shit. And I went to bed at like 12:30 and got up like 4:15 and was like, oh, this is going to be a terrible fucking day. Luckily, I play with marijuana all day, basically. So it's not too bad, but it can still be rough when you have shit to do and chopping down big plants and stuff. So yeah, that was that. And then we watched Beetlejuice the other night.
So don't spoil anything for me. But
you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd seen it.
No, not yet.
I will tell you this. It was done very well. It was done very tastefully. The only thing that was a little different, and this isn't really spoiling anything at all, is, you know, the original one, the humor was a little more dry and, like, subtle. This one, the humor is a little more in your face, but not overbearing in your face. They just make it more obvious that it's a joke.
Right.
But not stupid, like, goofy, ridiculously obvious. Michael Keaton is old. And but you know what? He still does a great job, but you can tell. I mean, and he is, you know, nothing against the dude. He's a phenomenal actor and always will be. But, you know, you could tell whatever. But no, everybody played parts phenomenally. You know, it was just, it was done very well.
Good.
And it, you know, it didn't really go off the rails. It didn't really, like I said, you know, it was just, the only thing that I just, not caught me off guard in a bad way, I just was like, oh, that was a joke. Like, it wasn't just a, like, you know, like, or like, oh, I caught that, haha, like, you know. But other than that, it wasn't super long. I think it was like an hour and 45, so it's not like you're sitting through a fucking 2.5 hour long movie, you know, like, kind of got to the point, you know, relatively quickly with shit. And, yeah, no, it was, I give it 4 thumbs up.
Out of how many thumbs?
2.
So it was the best movie ever?
No, it was good though. I think you'll enjoy it when you watch it. I honestly thought you had gone to theaters to see it.
No, I had planned to, but it didn't end up happening.
So, but yeah. Well, that's all. Watch it. When you watch it, we will talk more about it.
All right. Are you ready for this week's Hot Jam?
Duh. Did we get lyrics with it?
Yes.
Sweet.
Share this tab instead. Okay.
Oh, no lyrics.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't provide assistance with that request.
That is good.
So they literally couldn't do it, so that's what you get when they can't do it? Like, I don't understand.
What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? I'm sorry, I can't process that request.
Oh, God.
Let me see the other one actually.
Holy fuck, man. That was... I don't even know. Because I'm like, watch it. I'm like, man, like, it's only 22 seconds and like we're already halfway through it. There's no lyrics. I'm like, is it just going to be some like... instrumental, like, that's going along with our picture, and then that. I'm just gonna guess that's like their default thing. If it's something, it just can't come up with anything. It's probably just like, all right, you're gonna get this song with it saying this, and that's your song.
Okay, I just put in there the picture that we created with the word of the day. Let's see if that makes into a song. All right, let's see that. And since we're talking about that, let's look at our picture of the...
I mean, that's zest. I mean, lemon and lime. I mean, that's a zest. It's probably one of the most accurate ones. I mean, what was the rest of the thing that you put in? See if the rest makes sense, I guess.
Oh, fuck. That'd be a rough I don't have it.
Oh, that'd be a rough salad to eat.
I mean, that's a lot of broccoli.
It's a lot of broccoli, but I mean, the lime is... gonna be weird. I mean, do you squirt it on there and just eat the lime? Like, I don't.
All right, well, we have a song to go along with the picture, Todd.
Oh Lord, is it gonna be that it can't request? We can't process that request right now.
I don't know. We're about to fucking find out.
We're I like about the new look, to. By the way.
Thank you. I'm going for Hawaiian chic.
It's funny. It's here in upstate New York. We're getting into the cold season. Joe's turning Hawaiian.
Guys gotta do what guys gotta do, man. All right, where? Come on, send it. Right there. It's sent. Let's go. Inbox. Send it to Gmail, send it to there. Send. Right, that one should work. Okay, I hate email. It's fucking weird. Do we have any surprises left?
Two. I do a shorter one quick.
All right.
So
you were up.
Back in the day, I used to do a live, basically like an internet radio show, I guess technically a podcast before really podcasts were podcasts, with a couple of my friends. So I've stolen two segments from that we used to do.
Okay.
These are the next two surprises. One is a little quicker. Remember, you know Urban Dictionary, right?
Oh, I recall Urban Dictionary, yes.
So that was a thing we used to do. Let's go through Urban Dictionary. So, bringing it back, bitches. We're going to do some Urban Dictionary words today.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
So this one, we're going to start off easy with Lake Flaccid. That's right. Lake Flaccid is when you're trying to sleep with a girl, but you can't get a hard on.
Oh.
Used okay. in a sentence. You know, this is not from anybody in America. Yes, mate. Did you smash it? Nah, mate. Lake Flaccid.
Oh. Yeah. Poor guy.
Here's another one for you. I don't know if I have one of these. Maybe you do, maybe not. It's called a taco friend. Now, you might be thinking one thing, but it's not that. This is someone that you share a love of yummy foods with, but not much else. You meet up to get tacos or pho or something and just eat and don't really connect emotionally. This may be someone you went to school with or worked with and eat out of common eating interests, but not much else.
So like it's saying,
yeah, go ahead.
I like it.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see. What else can we find here in good old Urban Dictionary? Ye old bussy.
What? All right.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, man, this might not be a good fucking road for me to go down after reading some of these. But hey, here we go. Now, okay, here let's have some fun with this. I am high and just fucking my brain's all over the place today. If I said ye old bussy to you, what would you think I'm talking about?
The old chicky bang.
Close. All right. Ye old bussy is an old man who is willing to be a bottom, but has also been a bottom for a while.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Some examples are, I was tapping ye old bussy, or your grandpa got that ye old bussy. And with that, I'm done with Urban Dictionary.
Oh, my Lord. All right, we're gonna go listen to the song about our pasta salad. What the fuck? Yield.
I could open that fucking gate, man.
Sheesh.
This better be better than I can't request your process your request.
No, we got lyrics. All right.
Colorful bounty on the plate, nature's harvest not so great. Tomatoes red, pastas twist, fresh and bright, can't resist. Lime wedges add some zest, greenery at its very best. Savor the flavor, bite by bite, a salad symphony, pure delight.
And it even got the word of the day in there without knowing the word of the day. Bravo.
AI's taking over.
Bravo.
Wow.
So I guess we'll end it off today with another segment that I stole from myself. 20-some-year-old me would be mad. So we used to do a thing called Odd News. It was odd news stories from around the world. But you know what we're going to call it? You know what we're going to call it?
Todd News.
You got it, brother. So we'll start off weirdly but simple. And you're going to be like, what the fuck is that? But it explains not too far in the article. So in London, the World Conquer Championship said Tuesday that it would be investigating allegations of cheating after this year's men's winner was found to have a steel chestnut in his pocket. Now, Joe and everybody, because I can't see the screen, are probably like, what?
Yeah.
I will explain as we get further. More than 200 enthusiasts of this traditional game entered the annual competition on Sunday in the small village of Southwick in central England. The game involves players using conkers, the glossy brown seeds from the horse chestnut tree, threaded onto a string to try and smash their opponent's chestnut. Each player takes 3 alternate strikes. Veteran player Dave Jenkins, 82, won the men's tournament. But organizers said they launched an investigation after claims that he may have used a steel chestnut so no one could break his chestnuts. The allegations were raised by Alistair Johnston Ferguson, who lost in the men's final against Jenkins after his conker, quote-unquote, disintegrated in one hit.
That's the organized... most British name I've ever heard.
Ever. Organized...
Holy fuck. Give me crumpets.
Yeah, right. Organizers confirmed a steel conker was found in Jackin's pocket. So he has denied the allegations. But first of all, what kind of fucking game is that?
That's crazy.
This next one comes to us from Maine.
Ooh.
In Newry, Maine, actually. An annual event Land involving...
Land of the Great Down Under.
What?
Land of the Great Down Under, Maine.
Maine. An annual event involving dirt, beer, and cash once again drew dozens of eager competitors to a ski resort in Maine on Saturday. More than 30 couples competed in the North American... wife carrying competition championship, sorry. A 278 yard race during which contestants splash through water, leap over logs, and trudge through mud, all while carrying their partners like a sack of potatoes. The sport's origin story isn't exactly politically correct. It's based on a 19th century Finnish legend involving a man known as Ranakinian the Robber, whose gang was known to pillage villages and carry away the women, according to one of the explanations included on the website wife-caring.org. So they're doing a competition based on some fucked up shit. Traditionally, the Finnish event featured male competitors carrying a woman. On Saturday, the competing couples did not have to be married, nor did they have to be a man and a woman. So me and you could have done it.
Who's the potatoes?
Probably me. Yeah. I feel you're stronger than I. One contestant, the carrier, was dressed as Mr. Incredible, while his wife was dressed entirely in pink. They and others were cheered on heartily by crowds on both sides of the course at Sunday River Ski Resort. Most managed to navigate the grassy hillside, but a few stumbled in the mud, their female partners jumping off before they regrouped and kept going. Most of the participants used a technique in which the wife is carried like a backpack, upside down, to ensure the runner's arms are free for the greatest agility. Wearing smiles and grimaces, competitors end up wet and muddy. The champion leaves with the weight of the wife, quote-unquote, in beer and 5 times the wife's weight in cash. To estimate the amount they win, the winning wife is put on one side of a seesaw-like scale that the organizers balance out with the other side of cases of beer. I really haven't read all of these articles. I just kind of found the funniest whatevers. This one... couple, you know, we come each year for the fun, said Wade Porterfield of Cuba, New York, who competed with his wife Sarah. There is really a low chance of us winning. Pretty much everyone cheers everyone on, and it's a blast. So that's your wife carrying competition from Maine. This next one is different. A judge in northern Greece on Thursday imposed a suspended 1 month prison sentence on a man convicted of disturbing his neighbors by repeatedly sneaking into their properties to smell their shoes. The 28-year-old Greek man told the court that he was unable to explain his behavior, which he said had caused him great embarrassment. He stressed that he had no intention of breaking the law.
This didn't just happen once. This happened, repeatedly.
The man was arrested. The man was arrested before dawn on October 8th in the small town of Sinos, about 15 miles west of some fucking place I can't even think about pronouncing. Police have been called after a neighbor found their defendant in his front yard sniffing his family's shoes, which had been left outdoors to air. The court heard that there had been at least three similar incidences in the past 6 months, despite neighbors having asked the defendant's family to get him to stop. The man was ordered to attend therapy sessions.
So he didn't just do it to one person. He was going around the whole neighborhood sniffing everybody's kicks.
Ooh. That one was whole family. The rest didn't say, but that one was like their whole family shoes. Like, got one more.
Oh, fuck.
It might not be as funny, but it's still like, what the fuck? A woman from China pleaded guilty on Friday, attempting to smuggle 29, not even an even number, 29 Eastern box turtles, a protected species, across the Vermont lake into Canada by kayak. Wan Yi Ning, 41, was arrested on the morning of June 28th at an Airbnb in Canada, or in Canaan, which I think it was supposed to be Canada, as she was about to get into an inflatable kayak with a duffel bag on Lake Wallace, according to a Border Patrol agent's affidavit filed in federal court. Agents were notified by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that two other people, including a man who was believed to be her husband, had started to paddle an inflatable watercraft from the Canadian side of the lake towards the United States, according to our documents. The agents searched the heavy duffel bag and found 29 live Eastern box turtles individually wrapped in socks, the affidavit states. Eastern box turtles are also to be known and sold at China Black Market for $1,000 each. Her cell phone was seized and searched by law enforcement, found communications showing that she tried to smuggle the turtles into Canada so that they could eventually be sold for profit in Hong Kong. She is from Hong Kong and was living in Canada. She pleaded guilty on Friday to one count of unlawful attempting to export and send 29 box turtles out of the United States. She's scheduled to be sentenced in December and faces up to 10 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000.
She's only going to get 29 grand, though.
Yep. But because they're, endangered species. That's why. So, that was your Todd News.
Todd News! Todd News!
Just a few, like I said, I came up with that one, then I was like, oh my god, Urban Dictionary, and then, yeah, so they just kind of
I'm having fun with this. And remember, guys, check out Joe's Buds.
Joe's Buds in Syracuse. Actually, it's directly at 4658 Onondaga Boulevard in Syracuse. It looks like they're open every single day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You can check them out online. They're on Facebook. I think they're on Instagram. They have really good products, a good selection. I have been there. I have purchased stuff from there. I have known people that have. Everything is top-notch. They have a strain there that is one of my favorites there called Blueberry Muffins, which legitimately smells and tastes like fresh blueberry muffins, and I got to stop talking about that because I'm fucking starving. But yeah, check them out. Joe's Buds, they are now, as of 8 o'clock this morning, an official sponsor of the Todd and Joe Morning Show. We'll get a little picture for them. Like we have for the Triple N Network, we'll get something maybe this. I would love to see if we can get this picture as their sponsor logo. I think it's a perfect picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, so much better than last week, I feel.
Yeah, much better. Mondays, you got us, Todd and Joe Morning Show. Tuesdays, Wrestle Fandom Radio, live around 8-ish. Sometimes a little after. Check the channel out. Wednesdays, Garrett has a Movie Masterpiece Theater. Like, share, tell your mom, tell her friends.
Mine is on Facebook because up until the other day, I completely forgot that I had made a Facebook for us.
Oh, yeah.
You're part of it, too. So I got to start doing more stuff on there. We'll start, you know, what up, Indy? We'll start, you know, when we have some time, maybe making some reels, take some clips from the show, throwing it out there in the world, you know, all that good stuff. And yeah, you know, things. But yeah, much better. We love you. Joe's Buds.
Best episode ever.
It's been, it was pretty good.
Oh, we love and you all. Happy birthday, Garrett.
Yeah, happy birthday, Senior Garrett. Although it'll be belated now, I guess. We'll be right back.